Amarillo. My name is Casey, filling in for Anna Lee today, and I'm joined right now in the studio. Very happy to have in here, surprisingly enough for me anyway, for the first time. We got the Daybreaks here. Hello, Daybreaks.
Hey. What's up, Casey? Hey, Casey.
How are we doing? That's the most cheerful greeting I've ever gotten. I love that. How are we doing?
We're great.
Obviously,
I like it. So, big day today. Our friends at Musicians Corner Nashville, they just released Season's Greetings from Nashville, and as fate would have it, you guys are on there.
Yes.
You made the cut.
Lucky That's
us.
Awesome. I guess whoever number 12 is, they must have been really good, but just not quite there.
I don't think it's in order of priority.
I mean, well, it is now. That's right. We just changed it. Don't tell anybody. So, we're about to hear your song, but real quick, kind of tell us, how did you get involved in this? How did you wind up getting on the album?
We've been working with Musicians Corner for a long time now. They've kind of been on board since the beginning, and we've gotten to play Musicians Corner a few times, and it's really a microcosm of why Nashville's awesome. That's what I always tell people, is because it's just artists coming together that believe in each other, that are rooting for each other, and it's a platform for all of that to happen.
And they always do such cool things. They always have good lineups, but it just seems like here lately, the last few lineups or anything they've announced has just been amazing. This would be a festival you could charge for, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. Exactly.
Yeah, when they first started, I think it was like 5,000 people, and now it's like 20.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Crazy.
I go there like as often as I can.
Yeah, exactly.
It's become like its own
awesome
destination.
Thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, let's go ahead. I'm gonna break a rule because normally I don't do Christmas music before December. But it's the 30th and it's you guys. So for you guys, I'm gonna break that rule this one time. Okay.
Thank you. We're
gonna play a track right now. Again, Season's Greetings from Nashville. It's a holiday compilation from Musicians Corner. It is out and available as of today. We'll talk about it some more here in just a little bit. But let's get track 9 right now from the Daybreaks. Here's I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day on Nashville's independent radio, Lightning 100. Lightning 100, Nashville's independent radio, and that is one from the Daybreaks. There are guests right now in the 1RPM studio. That is their take on I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. Again, it is available right now as of today. You can get it from the Season's Greetings from Nashville compilation. Again, our friends at Musicians Corner put that out. Pick it up at musicianscornernashville.com. It's also available at Grimey's. Good stuff. I like that.
Thanks.
How did you guys come to choose that song?
We had a very small list of things to choose
from.
And we all liked that one a lot. So, yeah.
I see here it was recorded, produced, and mixed by Bobby Holland. How did you guys get him?
Who's Bobby Holland?
He's really good.
Grammy nominated. Bobby Holland.
Too bad he's a jerk.
Man, I feel like Bobby Holland's here. I feel like I should have like some slacks on or something.
Let me say co-produced by Adam Bokesh, our drummer.
Yes. So it's like a Heavy States takeover. Is that what's going on over there?
Oh, come on. No.
Very cool. Oh, man. So here we are. And
that was a deep joke right there.
That was good. That was that's about as industry as I'm willing to get, if I'm being honest with you. That's nice. So there's a show coming up on the 4th at City Winery, and you guys are going to be a part of that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's kind of just a lot of the bands are going to be on the album. Is it strictly a Christmas thing? Tell us a little about the show. What do we know about it?
Yeah, there's kind of a mix. It's a lot of the artists on the album, but there's also a bunch of people that just got added to it. And I think everyone's going to play a Christmas song plus another one. So okay. We'll play our tune you just heard and also one from the record.
Right on. Yeah. All right.
Nashville sampler platter.
A little Nashville sampler.
I like
sampler.
It.
The lineup is insane.
Yes, so good.
I'm so excited
about
it.
A lot of people we love.
I would go even if we weren't playing.
Yeah.
There you
absolutely,
go.
Absolutely, 100%.
But you do know that you are expected to go though, Bobby, right? Like you kind of have to be there.
Well,
okay.
If I can find a ride.
Fair enough. And we're talking about the record right now. Just the lineup for this thing. I mean, we go through here like Lara Lynn, Sunseeker, The Sweetheart Deal, who are phenomenal. Tristan, Molly Parton, Becca Man, Carrie, of course, The Daybreaks, Matthew Perryman Jones. There's a lot of talent. You guys are in with some really good talent. Deservedly so. I mean, you deserve to be mentioned in that list of people. But that's got to be cool when you look and see who else is on this album with you.
Oh, it's awesome. I've been listening to MPJ and Tristan for a long, long time, and they're just, Nashville's just so full of just awesome, awesome people.
It's become like this embarrassment of riches, he said. Like, because it used to be, you know, you'd have all these really good people in the scene would peter out, and you'd have all these really good people in it, and it hasn't changed this time. So, I mean, you look up now, and I mean, everywhere you look, there is some phenomenal music being made somewhere.
Nice.
Yeah,
yeah,
for
absolutely.
Sure.
So, speaking of which, you know, you guys have also put an album out here recently, if I'm not mistaken, right? Heard a little something about it on the radio, I think.
Like 35 days ago, something like
whoa,
that.
Whoa, counting the days.
Literally counting the days.
Was it 35 days? Is that what it was?
I don't know.
Did you just make that up, or are you like literally?
Give or take. I remember that a month ago, the 26th was a month ago.
It was the 26th, yeah.
So 33 days ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
34 days ago.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, we don't have to get, you know.
26th of October.
I mean, I know you walk in here and you look at me and, you know, you think I would expect perfection and precise information. I don't. It's okay. It's all good. So the idea of you, and I know you've been out playing a lot behind it. You guys were just in, was it Chattanooga like last night?
Yeah, we were last night. Chattanooga's awesome.
Chattanooga's a very cool town.
It's our first time playing there. It was super fun.
It's no Nashville.
Correct.
Okay.
True,
correct. But it is cool. How's the response been for the album? How's it been doing for you so far?
It's been such a good response. Yeah.
Yeah.
Texts from friends, texts from strangers, messages online. Just like everyone's really been super supportive, and you never really know how to react. Like you're in Nashville and you release something, and all your friends are like, "Oh, great job!" And you're like, "Well,
I
did a job. I don't know if I believe you or not."
When it's an unprompted text from someone who has no reason to like.
Reach out, text you
and say they love your album. It's just that means more than any industry, anything possibly good. Like it's just, it's been really great.
That's cool. We're live with the Daybreaks right now on Lightning 100 again. They're part of the Season's Greetings from Nashville compilation, and we're talking about their album right now too. Tell me about, and one thing I love about this band is that you guys are so good at, and there's a better way to put it, I'm sure, but I'm going to call it fan service. And when I say that, it's, you know, when you're recording the album, working on some of the tracks and whatever, I kind of felt like I was in the studio with you just because of like the social media presence. And you're so good about kind of bringing people in with you while you're doing that. And some of the videos that you've just released here recently, and I think I know how to say it, but I'm probably going to screw it up again. Is it Artifon?
You got it.
Is that right?
Yes.
You guys have just kind of teamed up with them and you're doing something really cool. Can you tell us a little bit about sort of the instrument and what you guys have done with it?
Bobby?
Well, the instrument one is it's made by Artifon, and it's this really cool, new, totally fresh, creative instrument that you can play in a variety of techniques. Like if you're a piano player, you can pick it up and play it. If you're a guitar player, you can pick it up and play it. If you're a violin player, you can pick it up and play it. And it's a MIDI instrument, so you can make electronic music with it, which is cool because electronic music has been pretty much dominated by keyboard players for the last 30, 40 years. And it's cool now that with Artifon, it doesn't have to be, you know, like a guitar player can make electronic music, even if they have no idea how to play anything. You can use a, you can play guitar shapes on the instrument and have it sound like a synthesizer or a piano or a French horn or whatever. And we took it and we used four different ones, played all, each of us played in a different technique, and we did a special arrangement of our song Flesh It Out, showcasing the different ways to play the Artiphon, and it was really fun.
Which, and that song, I mean, in and of itself, I mean, the way it already existed, it's awesome. I think you guys know that I really dig that song. but just hearing the different take on it with the new stuff, and especially all of you using the same thing in different ways, I thought that was so cool when you when that got posted.
Thank
I'd
you.
Love to see
Thanks.
That.
It's kind of the idea of the Artiphon is to get your creative brain in a different sandbox.
It's absolutely kind of a Swiss Army knife for musicians, essentially.
It's just cool. It helps you get out of your comfort zone a little bit, but all while all the same time remaining inside of it.
I like that. That's very cool. It's well, it's a lot better definition than my Swiss Army knife thing. Good job. I like that. That's a lot better, Bobby.
Good.
Thank you.
It's so I relate to the
so
Swiss Army knife
too.
One.
Fair enough.
Trusted the Swiss.
That's awesome. Again, the Daybreak's live on Lightning Winter in the 1 RPM studio. Now, you know, we're talking about the Artiphon. We also happen to see a good old-fashioned acoustic guitar sitting right here right now.
Yeah.
You want to go ahead and play us a little something while you're here?
I guess so.
Well, what do you want
to
do
this
for
is
us?
So not Daybreak to so just play with
it,
an acoustic guitar.
What, this thing? We're going to play a song off of our album called Here in Between.
All right, this is the Daybreak's live on Lightning 100.
Simple as it should be.
tonight. The Daybreaks live on Lightning 100. Stripped down and acoustic and, you know, you do the full band stuff, it sounds good. We got the Artifon stuff, it sounds good. You got three voices and acoustic guitar, and that sounds good, too. Do you have any idea how irritating that is? Could you please find something to be bad
like,
at?
Where's he going with this?
Just find something and do it badly, if you don't mind.
Well, just watch Heather's GPS as she drives home.
Oh, my God.
Fair enough. Burn.
I'm a terrible driver.
I think you have a receipt coming for that, but not here, because it's really hard to get musician out of carpet, okay? That'd be great. Oh, man. So the Daybreak. You all right over there? You going to make it? Mm-hmm. All right. So the Daybreaks. Again, they're on the Season's Greetings from Nashville. It's a compilation from Musicians Corner. It is out. It is available right now. You get it at musicianscornernashville.com. It's also available at Grimey's. And don't forget, we're 30 some 40 whatever days into The Idea of You, which is the latest album from the Daybreaks. You can get it at all your favorite music getting places. Or, as I've gotten fond of saying, you could actually go to a show and buy it directly from the artist. And like get it full price, right?
Yeah. You know it.
And can we give a special shout out to a few names behind Musicians Corner?
Sure.
Okay, so we've got John Tumanello.
Yeah, Johnny T.
Yeah, Justin Tam and Justin Branham.
Yeah.
All J's. That's crazy.
And two Justins.
Two Justins.
That's weird.
But those guys are amazing. And
they really are.
I don't know why
work
I find
their
that,
butts off.
Find that off-putting somehow.
Absolutely. Some of the coolest dudes in Nashville.
And Musicians Corner, again, I mean, anytime we get to do anything with them, we know it's going to be quality, and they're just killing it here lately. So good on them. Good on you guys. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Casey.
We got to get you back in here sometime.
Okay.
Anytime,
and tomorrow.
Tomorrow? You can come in. I'm not going to be here, but you can come on in if you want to. I'm sure there'll be an unlocked door somewhere. All right, we're going to get back to it right now. One for the loner.